Good morning. How's everyone doing? Good. Now, I think most of us are farmers, right? So if I show you a picture, you're going to know what this is. Are you ready? Here we go. What is this? Wheat. Yeah, you think it's wheat, do you? Yeah, it looks just like wheat. But you know what? It's not wheat. This is actually a weed. It's called darnel. Sometimes it's called cheat. And this looks just like wheat. And this is the wheat, or the weed, that Satan has sown into the world. But you and I, we aren't this, are we? We aren't this. We are actually what? We are the real wheat. For there at the font, when you were baptized with water and the word, you were converted. You were converted from this into wheat, into a good crop, something that is healthy, something that is golden. You ever seen wheat before? What color is wheat? It's golden. You know what color the seeds are from this weed? What color do you think those seeds are? Wheat is gold, but what color do you think it is?
Yellow.
Not yellow. Not gold.
Black.
The seeds from darnel are pitch black. And that reminds us of something. Jesus has just told us that in this kingdom, we will shine like the sun. When we are resurrected and our souls are joined back to our bodies and we go to heaven with Jesus, we will be shining golden just like him. But the evil people of the world, the darnel, the weeds of the world, their soul is black. And they will go to a place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. They will go to a place that's very sad and very dark, and it's their fault. It's not Jesus' fault, because Jesus proclaimed the word to them, and he proclaimed the word over and over and over again, but they refused to believe. They resisted the word of God. But you and I, we don't resist the word, because Jesus tells us, what are we to do in the world? We are to be also sowing seed. You know, nowadays, your grandparents and your parents, they have these fancy green machines that run through the field, and it puts the seed, called a planter or a drill, it puts the seeds into the ground, right? But in the days of Jesus, there were no green machines. It was just a man, and he would walk through the field, and he would fling the seed out like this, out of a sack. He would just fling the seed out, and wherever that seed fell, that's where it grew. But Jesus tells us today that he is the perfect planter. Jesus is the perfect farmer. And the seed that he has planted in the world is you and me, his children. And we, his children, are to be doing the same thing, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus. We too are to be flinging out the seed of the gospel so that gospel will take root into the hearts of men and grow and flourish to everlasting life. It's God who makes the seed grow. Does any of your parents or grandparents go out into the field and make the seeds grow? Is this cornfield behind the church, the farmer who planted them, is he responsible for that seed germinating and growing? No, God does that. God also brings the rains, doesn't he? He brings the water. And God also produces the crop. You see, we as his children, we are to be concerned with just one thing, dear children, and that's the proclamation, the telling of the story of Jesus, to tell everyone what Jesus has done for you. And what has he done for you? What has Jesus done? He's died for you. He has taken away all your sins upon his cross. Here is what you're to be, this is the seed that you're to be proclaiming, the seed that you're to be flinging into the world, if you will, sowing into the world. Jesus on the cross. Now, people will say foolish things about this, and they'll say that this itself is foolish. But on the last day, when the angels come, you'll be gathered together in his kingdom. And those who were foolish in this life, they will remain foolish for the rest of eternity. In Sheol, in hell, in a place of unseenness, in a place of darkness. That dark seed will be there forever. But we, his children, that golden seed of God, will be in his kingdom forever and ever. And all because of what Jesus has done for you, and for everyone looking at you, and also for me. So with that, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for planting your seed, for planting us into this world. And that, Lord, it is you who have baptized us. And in that water, there, O Lord, we begin to grow in the faith that you have given us. And therefore, Lord, you also give us a mouth and a tongue, that we too may also sow the seed of the Holy Gospel. Help us, Lord Jesus, to always speak of what you have done for us, and to do it with boldness and with confidence and with authority and with power, never being ashamed of the gospel or never being ashamed of your holy cross. Lord Jesus, we pray for those who do not know you. We pray for the weeds of this world, that, Lord, that you will have mercy upon them and that you will bring the word to them and they will not resist, and that they will confess their sins and be saved. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will have mercy upon them. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. And all the children said,